Good morning, and thanks for tuning in KSLM this fine day here on 104.3 FM and 1220 AM as we now present Good Morning Salem with Stacy Ann.
Good morning to you. So glad to be along with you. Hello, I'm Stacy Ann. A wonderful Wednesday morning, trusting you had a good night of sleep. I sure did. If it's your birthday today, happy birthday to you. Want to remind you, you can join the conversation this morning, 503-589-1220. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, news that you can use here to encourage, educate, engage, and empower you. And I want to say thank you to those of you that are sending me emails, giving me ideas of who to have on as guests. Also, I got my first fan letter in the mail. Thank you so much for writing me, and we're going to be talking a little bit about that later on in the conversation today. But looking at the headlines for today, as we scan the headlines, I want to thank Bill Sunderland, Country Financial Sunderland Agency, for sponsoring the show today. 503-885-0789 is how you get a hold of Bill. And there's some good news for business owners here in Salem. It's on the third page of the Statesman Journal today. City of Salem allocates $188,000 to support small businesses. The Salem City Council has allocated $188,000 in grants to support small businesses affected by COVID-19 pandemic. Eligible Salem businesses can apply to receive up to $5,000. Businesses with up to five employees can apply for up to $3,000. We know that many of our small businesses have not accessed federal assistance through the CARES Act, and although many are innovating to address the unique challenges of COVID-19, they're still struggling, says Salem Mayor Chuck Bennett. By the way, he'll be on the air tomorrow. I'll give us a little more details about this, but if you have already received some sort of COVID-19 financial assistance, you're not eligible for this, but I do want to say that they're looking at small business owners, women business owners, minority business owners, and they're going to have some training coming up. Again, like I said, we want to let you know the informal session will be today at 9 a.m. And so you want to go to the city website and find out more if you're a woman in business or minority-owned business. 25% of the grants will be going to you. And so that's good news for Salem. Also, want to remind you that this Sunday, June 14th, 5 to 7:30 p.m. in the evening, we're going to have a Sunday worship and prayer service at Fountain Park right across from the Capitol. We're going to be praying, continuing the prayer of peace, unity, and justice. Would love to see you there. Looking at the COVID-19 stats currently here in Oregon, so far since January 24th, 153,470 people have been tested. 4,988 cases, 145 people are hospitalized currently, and we've lost 169 Oregonians to the COVID-19. And so certainly something to keep in prayer as we move along and weather the storm of the pandemic. We're seeing some light at the end of the tunnel. Many of us will find out towards the end of this week if Marion and Polk County will be able to go into phase two. Not quite sure where we're at with that. Hopefully we'll find out some information when we have the mayor in the studio tomorrow more about where we're at in Marion County. But today, I am so thrilled. This is such an exciting time and a season. And I think because of what we've been doing with our COVID-19 and even some of the protests and riots, I think it's easy to kind of lose track of where we're at. We're not very far away from November. We're going to have an election coming up. And I wanted to get a hold of this gal who's become a friend and talk with her about, first of all, congratulate her for getting through the primary and now on a full-fledged Senate race. Joe Ray Perkins is in the studio with me. She is a candidate for the U.S. Senate. Joe Ray, thank you for being here today.
Good morning, Stacy Ann. Thank you so much.
How are you?
Oh, my gosh. I'm fabulous. How are you?
Are you a morning person? Because you look like you're ready to roll this morning.
Well, it depends on the defined morning. I think I turn off the computer at around 2 a.m.
Uh-huh. So, yeah, you go to bed late and get up early and get going.
That's
And that's the life of a candidate, right?
Yeah, that's it.
That's fantastic. So glad to have you here with me. And, you know, I love your connection to Oregon. I love your passion to be here in Oregon. And talk to me a little bit about why you decided to run.
Well, this is something that, God has put on my heart to do several years ago. I actually tried to walk away from it overnight a couple years ago when I did not win a primary election. And I woke up the next morning and, Joe Ray, if God didn't say you're done, you're not done. And look at me now. I got through, won the primary. And it's been an amazing journey. And it's a marathon. It's not a sprint.
That's true. That's so true. And what I love about it is you have an Oregon connection. Talk to us a little bit. Maybe we didn't get a chance to, folks don't really know a background about you. Tell me about your family and what you've done these years that led up to
this. Oh, wow. So I moved here in 1975 and met a boy when I was in high school.
Mm-hmm.
And he had lived up here with his mom. He had finished up his high school years up here, and he had got back down to that state south of Oregon, known as California. And mm-hmm. we met, fell in love, and moved up here in 1975.
Ah.
And
the rest is history.
And the rest is history. Ah, yeah.
And you've been
a
business owner. You've been a community leader. You've held leadership positions.
Yes.
And you reside in the Albany area?
Yes. Yep.
Okay. And so tell me a little bit about how the primary went for you.
The primary, switching races in January was really interesting, but it went well until we had the COVID campaign season. Is what I refer to it as
mm-hmm.
when we all know we had the shutdown, so we pivoted into social media zone, which was great, and I ran a very positive primary. I focused on myself and on me as a candidate,
right?
Not focusing on the other three candidates that were in the race, and focused on what the voters said was important to them,
mm-hmm.
and my message has been one that has become looking at things from a can-do.
Mm-hmm.
We can do this. We can make the positive changes that we need to do. And I like to encourage people to have a vision, to dream, and to think about the possibilities that things can happen in a good way instead of always looking at the negative side of things.
Oh, that's so true. And so even through the COVID
mm-hmm.
and the weathering of the storm and the pandemic and all this stuff, I think it's important that we keep bringing hope forward.
Right.
And what
right.
I hear you saying is you keep focusing on forward towards the hope and the good things that we have going on in Oregon, right?
Well, that's it. There's so much divisiveness, and we know where that divisiveness comes from. It
mm-hmm.
comes from the pit of hell. And so if we can take a step back and say, okay, wait, where is this coming from?
Mm-hmm.
And why am I responding the way that I'm responding? And again, make that pivot and say, wait a minute, this isn't, being negative doesn't help anybody. It actually is very harmful for us, not only psychologically, but it brings stress, which causes us to have compromised immune systems. And so when we go through these virus attacks that are here, we accidentally compromise ourselves
yes.
just by that negative thinking, stinking thinking.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't like being a dull, disillusioned crybaby.
Yes.
I want to be that positive person and always, like I said, try to find the bright side of a negative situation.
Well, and I always think about being that light draws people,
mm-hmm.
even draws, the bugs are drawn to the light, right?
Right.
It's important. It's important to be that light and to be that opportunity to bring a different perspective in
mm-hmm.
a way that
mm-hmm.
brings some hope. And I'm not, even though it's been easy to get really discouraged,
mm-hmm.
particularly the last couple weeks and the stuff that's hitting us in mainstream media all the time, I'm like, okay, I'm shutting it part down and I'm going to focus on the things that bring me hope,
mm-hmm.
that bring me strength. And I believe genuinely, there's good in people. There's
mm-hmm.
good.
There has to be.
There is good in people, and that we can be better together.
You know,
and there's some things that seem to be like nails on a chalkboard to me, maybe the same with you, with all these little cliche things that are verbiage, but not a lot of heart in it.
Right, right. And so when we take a look at the people that are out there, we've got our peaceful protests. They're hurting in different ways.
Right.
And I cannot really, because I'm not them.
Right.
And I haven't lived through the life that they have. None of us have lived through those lives, because we all have our own lives. But I see people that are hurting, and I see people who want justice.
Yes.
And they want things to be right with the world. And then we've got the rioters and the looters who, we all scratch our heads. We're going, what is this all about? What are you guys doing? What drives you to do that? I know they need the Lord. There's no question. They need to be saved. They need to be set free from whatever it is that is causing them to be so destructive and so hateful. And so it's, even though there's all this negative stuff that's going on there, there's, wow, what wonderful prayer opportunities.
Right.
To start praying for people. And we've seen that on the media where law enforcement officers are praying with people. And when the law enforcement officers got separated from the other officers, a group of protesters came around them and protected them.
Yes.
And so there is good. You know, we're creating God's image.
Yes.
So there has to be good in humanity. There has to be. Because if we weren't created in His image, then we would all be totally evil. There'd be no option, right?
And the beautiful thing about that concept is all of us, no matter what our color is, what our size, what our nationality, what our ethnicity, we're created in the image of God.
Amen.
For the purpose, the sole purpose, to give Him glory.
Yep.
And all He expects is us to love Him back.
Yeah.
You know? And I get so frustrated when people, this group think, my background in sociology, and this group think, and everybody, there's unrest. Yes, there's unrest right now for a lot of reasons.
Right.
The COVID-19 and the fear. A lot of kids didn't get to graduate.
Yep.
They didn't finish their college. They paid for money, and they didn't finish it the way they, and maybe they did some online. There's a lot of unrest in that 20 to 30 some age.
Yeah. There's a lot of not even closure. I've got two grandkids who just graduated high school this year, plus a nephew. Where's their closure? Where's their celebration to really get to experience that senior year? They didn't get to go to the senior dances. You know, they're all night parties. Everybody showing up at the ceremonies.
Yes. So we don't get...
And the college kids. I mean, I went back to school in my 50s, and I sat there and so hot that day. I think I went through 4 bottles of water, which is I barely get through one in a day.
Yes.
But we were all there on the field at Oregon State University, and family and friends and everybody show up. They didn't get that celebration.
It's a powerful...
It's so huge.
Closer.
It's a send-off at the same time, right?
Right.
And it was kind of like, huh.
So there's a lot of unrest, and we identify with that. We understand there's a lot of grief and hurting right now, and that is something that can move us forward or set us back. We're going to continue the conversation with Joe Ray Perkins, candidate for U.S. Senate, after this. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. You're welcome to join the conversation if you'd like to give us a call, 503-589-1220.
And I'm hoping...
Hello, good morning, how you doing?
It's a good morning, wake up to a brand new day.
Good morning, Salem. Thank you for tuning in on this wonderful Wednesday. I'm Stacey Ann, you're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio. 61 degrees already as we're moving through our day. We're going to see temperatures in the mid-70s. That's good news. Sun poking out. I'm ready for that. And as we look towards the weekend, we'll see some showers again. But it looks like Sunday, man. If you're thinking about camping, Saturday night to Sunday, if you don't mind a little showers maybe in the nighttime. Of course, there's always that dew, right, when you first wake up. But most of the campgrounds are opening up. That's another news story in the Statesman Journal this morning. So that's good news. I don't know if you've been on the reservation system. I got on there right when it opened up, and it was a little confusing to me. Of course, I'm new to all of that, but I know that they're taking reservations again, and you can get out and enjoy a wonderful weekend coming up. And I'm looking forward to that. Maybe you just want to work in the yard. Maybe you've got yard projects. projects continuing. Don't forget our good friends at Clayton Ward Recycling. They're accepting concrete, wood, yard debris, dirt, and gravel. Also cardboard, newspaper, and office paper. There may be some charges, but most things there are not. So there's no waiting. You can get easy, unload your things. Fast and friendly service, family owned and operated. Clayton Ward Recycling off Mainline Drive in Kaiser. Open Monday through Friday, 7 to 5. Saturday, 7 to 3. Give them a call, 503-393-8700. And as I had mentioned earlier, I had mentioned that I got my first fan mail. That was pretty fun. And I'm sure, Joe Ray, you're getting people responding, talking.
Yes.
You know, you've got an active Facebook, interaction and stuff. And it was a great reminder about what our country, it was just a typed out letter here.
Wonderful.
And it talked about how wonderful our country is. And it tied into here you are running for the mm-hmm. U.S. Senate for Oregon. And I'm not sure of Oregon's history, but I'm sure it's been a while since we've had a senator that was a Republican.
So for U.S. Senate, the last one was Gordon Smith. Mm-hmm. And so he ran for re-election and lost to Senator Jeff Merkley, who will lose to me.
Okay. And so these
things, 12 years.
They say, is very important to our Constitution of the United States. Yep. Don't you agree?
Absolutely.
Why is our Constitution so very important?
Because it gives us the framework of that limited government to where we are more in charge of more self-governing versus that dictatorship type of heavy hand government.
Mm-hmm.
And so it gives us that opportunity to be free and to live our lives without having to look over our shoulders constantly.
And you know, our founding fathers, the thing that's so important about our Constitution is they came through this as an inspiration, right?
Mm-hmm.
But they also came through with experience.
Right.
They had experienced great tribulation in their lives in coming over to America.
Mm-hmm.
They know what it was like to have their religious liberties threatened,
yes.
their financial liberties and heavy taxes.
Mm-hmm.
They experienced that. And so when they came together under divine inspiration, I believe.
Absolutely.
They put this together thinking forward of what this country and how it should work. You know, kind of this guideline, right?
Right,
and
right.
And so all these years later, here we are, and we're having this discussion, right, about what does America look like? And I don't think it's old school using that Constitution as
not
our guideline.
Not
it protects us. It protects our
right.
rights. It protects our freedoms. And it's a contract between the citizens
mm-hmm.
and the government.
Right.
And expectations. And it's a protection for us, right? And so as a U.S. senator, you have to say that you're going to uphold the Constitution,
yes.
right?
Yes.
And when you say your oath of office in D.C., that's going to be a great day of celebration.
Oh
we
my
were
gosh,
talking
yeah.
about having celebrations and
yes.
how sad it is that we can't have graduations and things
mm-hmm.
like that. There is such an amazing patriotic thing when a senator or a representative gets sworn in at the local level,
mm-hmm.
but also at the national mm-hmm. level. It's pretty amazing.
And that's when I got my calling. I was actually was on a business trip and was actually watching the news. I turned on the TV. I literally just got back to my hotel room. I was in Phoenix, Arizona. Turned on the TV, and I watched a senator, U.S. senator, get sworn in. So this is where I'm going to tear up. And I remember looking at the TV, and I remember saying, what an incredible honor
mm-hmm.
to be sworn in as United States senator. And I start tearing up.
Mm.
And that's when I got the calling to plan on
this.
And
yes.
that was 2009.
And here we
so
are.
This has been a marathon.
Yes, and you've been yeah. Faithful in the race and
yes.
being connected to your community and getting to know people. And you have a website. What's your website?
PerkinsForUSSenate.vote.
Okay. And as you're out talking to people, what are they telling you they want in a senator?
They want to know that they can trust the senator, that we're not going to get bought off by big money. That comes up a lot. They're very frustrated in seeing that people go in with not, quote unquote, a lot of money, and they end up being millionaires. They're frustrated that people are there for so long that they've made a lifetime career out of this.
Mm-hmm.
When our founders were very clear that serve your nation for a season, serve mm-hmm. your country for a season, go back to your homes. Go back to your businesses, and if you want to be politically active, do so at the local level.
Right.
And let others come in. and that constant refreshing. You know, it's, there's, mm-hmm. it's like farmers, they every year they have to till their soil, they have to refresh it. And so the founders were the same way, because mm-hmm. they understood that if you're there, I mean, they lived underneath a monarchy. They saw what happened when people were there for too long.
Right.
And that you lose touch with the people. And so that's been one of the things that has come up quite a bit.
What do you think is the most effective way as a senator? Of course, we're clear here to Oregon. Mm-hmm. D.C. is clear on the mm-hmm. other coast. How is what do you think is the most effective way to stay connected to your constituents when you're in D.C.?
My goal is going to be to remain as accessible as possible. Mm-hmm. I've been finding a little bit that I can't do everything you and I were talking just before we went on the air, that I've got some team members now helping mm-hmm. me on some of the social media, because I can't do it all.
Right.
I do need to sleep some.
Yes.
But my cell phone number is out there.
Yes.
And people that have it have it. Right now, if you go on my website, I don't think you'll see it because of the horrible phone calls that I've received. So we've had to switch that and put it over into a Google Voice number, just because I need that protection of just not getting pummeled constantly.
Right.
And so a little bit of filtering. I don't like the filter. Mm-hmm. I would rather just be able to receive the phone calls.
Right.
But making sure that you're accessible and not so unreachable.
Yes.
It's so important.
When we get back from this break, I want to talk a little bit about the things that your priorities, what you're campaigning on, what your issues are. And we'll take a few questions. We've got someone on the line waiting to talk to us. So we'll be back. Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, Joe Ray Perkins, U.S. Senate candidate, coming up next.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's a good morning. Wake up to a brand new day. This morning. I'm stepping on my way.
Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, together on this wonderful Wednesday. Hello, I'm Stacey Ann. Excited to be here with Joe Ray Perkins, U.S. candidate for Senate. And Joe Ray, thank you for joining me this morning. And it's kind of fun. We're actually live on Facebook Live, too. What's your Facebook? How do people find you on Facebook?
They can go to the formal page, Perkins, Facebook, Perkins for you. I got to stop and think how we put it in there, because we had to change it. Perkins for U.S. Senate.
Uh-huh.
And if they put in Perkins for Congress, it'll take them to the same page. That's okay. A whole battle with Facebook. But Perkins for Congress, which is the House and the Senate, that's the Congress.
And you can find us behind the studio, what's going on.
This one is on my private page.
Oh, gotcha.
My private timeline. Mm-hmm. So unless you're a Facebook friend,
you might not be able to see it. But I think it's pretty fun. Yeah. And it certainly makes you mindful of behind the scenes what's going on, that they're actually watching you, right? And
yes.
So I'm excited. We're having a couple people call in. Our first phone call is from Art. He's joining the conversation. Good morning, Art. How are you today?
Oh, Stacey, and I'm fantastic. It's so great that you got Ms. Perkins on today. Actually, I voted for her. She was the best candidate, and I'm so happy she won, but she won because she had the right message.
Right.
And so that is fantastic. One of the things I know, because we're living in different times right now, I'm curious how Joel is putting together her campaign team, and because I sure would love to be a part of that campaign team, because I've been around Oregon politics for a long time, and you're up against a behemoth, and as you said, you're already being threatened. You're under attack. I do know that one talk show person has said things about you very negatively. Happens to be on the far left side, but I think the most important thing is that you do have a good team working with you, giving you good advice on how to break through and get elected. And so who do you have so far? And I sure hope I can do anything I can to elect you, because Senator Merkley does need to be replaced. I mean, and, you know, how are you doing your team? Also, Ms. Perkins, what are you doing to get more known and also to raise money? I might suggest that you get on some of these national shows that the radio stations have on them, like on like Hugh Hewitt, Larry Elder, so that you can raise money on a national level, because I know being a part of that, you can get contributions, and you and I both know that it takes a lot of money to defeat an incumbent.
That's a great point, in fact, Art, because so many people I've heard since I've been back to Oregon, all over the country, states that are not blue, or like, what can we do there to help you in Oregon? How can we get behind candidates who are challenging the norm in Oregon? That's a great way. Joe Ray, how are you coming along with your team, and how can Art get involved?
So, Art, you can go to the website, PerkinsForUSSenate.vote, click on the volunteer link and send an email. And there's also a link that you can send an email directly to me. So you can do that, joeray@perkinsforussenate.vote. Make sure you spell my first name right or it won't go anywhere. And I would love to talk to you about joining the team. We have a lot of people that are joining from around the state, and we need a lot of people. If you can think of a, for those of you that aren't familiar with how campaign teams work, we basically are building a company in warp speed. Mm-hmm. So we need everything from the frontline people all the way up to, almost all the way up to the CEO. So every position that you can imagine in a corporation is being filled. And these are all volunteer positions right now until we raise a lot of money. And we've got to raise a ton of money so that we can, because I want to be able to pay people. I want to be able to bless people with that. And so so that's one of the things. And so, Art, I will, I wrote down Hugh Hewitt, and I missed the second name.
There's the Larry Elder show.
Okay, okay, that is okay. That's what I wrote down, but I wasn't 100% sure that I heard that right.
Yeah.
So yeah, so I have made some international news. Some would say it's positive, some would say it's negative, and some of us would say, "Hey, what a blessing!"
Mm-hmm.
My name got out there. We put Oregon on the map with my win. We're not going to go into all of that, as far as I know right now. But people can give also through the website, or that's always a wonderful thing. But we need people that are really good at marketing, at social media.
Letters to the editor. Letters,
yes, thank you. Letters to the editor.
Yes.
Yeah, my brain starts swimming.
Yes, all of those things are important.
Yes.
And certainly advocates and grassroots folks in different counties, along with the Republican Party, you know, is a huge one. People willing to roll up their sleeves and do what they need to do. Art, thank you for your calling in and being a part of the conversation. We've got another call coming in.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you, Art.
Great day. Good morning to you. How are you doing today?
Oh, Stacy! Good Lord, it's my first time talking. This is Ron, the little black redneck.
Hello, Ron. Nice to meet you. Thank you for listening.
I know Joe Ray knows this constitutional redneck from many of the classes on Constitution and various other rallies. She came to one of my first rallies I had for LaVoy Finnegan four years ago.
Yes, I did, Ronnie.
Yes, and I'm gonna tell you, Joe Ray. I think you're a good nominee. And like Art says, it hits a good point. And I think if you start getting to Larry Elder show, but I think I see potential, because think about this right now. We had an economy that was running real good. We have I call him Jerkley Merkley. Senator Merkley is not representing Oregon well at all. Why has he been so silent? Why is he always running to California when a quarter of his donated funds is from California? I think he's not representing the views or the ideology of all of Oregon. And I think that you would be a very good candidate to cross the barriers, whether it's ethnic minorities, Slavics, the very Jewish communities, or the Ukrainian Russian communities in the valleys. I think you are a good person that will listen. And that's what Merkley goes through when he has his town halls. He picks a few questions. I think you can hammer him on in the last 10 weeks. Where's his words at? Why is it Wyden speaking? Why has he been so silent? I think if you hit on those points alone, you will open up in the time where they want to put cap and trade. Here's a good example. I'll give you a free one. Oil price got down as low as $15 a barrel.
Mm-hmm.
Our fuel price got down to $1.87. With cap and trade in California, it was still about $3. When it got down to $2, what was that? $2.50. What was that? Under two.
Mm-hmm.
Cap and trade hurts families. Cap and trade hurts the, it increases rent. The rent where I live at in Porterville, California, should be as cheap where I live at outside of, in Polk County. It's high as Portland because mm-hmm. cap and trade. I think if you tie the assimilation of that nature, how the Senator Merkley has not done anything to address the forest issue, especially as he's been promising for last, he's not any on any major committees that will benefit.
No, nope, he's not. He's not. Not that I've noticed. Maybe he is, and I've missed some of that, Ronnie. We need a senator who's going to represent all Oregonians, not just some, not just those that are in the Portland metro area. There's a whole lot of state. And as I traveled around pre-COVID, I had the opportunity to go over across the mountains 4 times. And I was over there talking with people. I said, "Do you guys live in a postcard over here? It is so absolutely gorgeous."
Mm-hmm.
Over in Eastern Oregon, I went to Wallala Lake. Oh my gosh, if we could, we would go over there on the 4th of July, but I don't think it's going to happen this year. So I'm kind of bummed. I really wanted to go over there this year, but probably next summer we'll head out there for the 4th of July celebration. But it's important that we hear from people and really what they care about. And since I started this journey, my focus has been to legislate according to what the Constitution says the role of the U.S. Senate is, not what people want it to be.
Mm,
the job
exactly.
description is written there. And it clearly states what's not written here for the federal government goes back to the individual states. And I think that's really important because as we get more and more like-minded people in the U.S. Senate and in the U.S. Congress, we will be able to shrink back these burdensome bureaucracies that cost you and I money. And I think that's so important to do because if we have more of our own money to do with what we would like to do with, that is alone going to spur the economy because people like to buy stuff. They like to enjoy life. And so I see a lot of positives there and goes back to what we talked about early on.
Exactly. And Ron, you made a good point, Ron, about...
Can I make one quick point?
Go ahead. Yep, go ahead.
Stacey, I think one thing she needs to hammer is right now. Here's the situation. We just had all these little situations. I agree 100%. Being a minority with Cherokee, Black American, because I'm not from Africa, and also being, a little Irish blood, too. So I'm basically, my grandma's half Irish and half Cherokee on my dad's side. I think that, I know, I'm going to say it right now. Jo Rae Perkins is not a racist, not anything of that nature. She is a loving, understanding, concerning, passionate American woman. And I think that if she goes through and she starts hitting and ask, and here's a question. Hey, Mr. Merkley, it's okay for you to sit on the sidelines while they protest and tear up towns. What about our churches? What about our children?
Mm-hmm.
What about the things that makes this state move, like fairs, shows, rodeo, family events? Why do we have to deal with that? I think if she hammers on that basis, she can turn and reach out across this line and start going to the churches and getting votes.
I love
Thank
it.
Thank you, Ronnie.
That's awesome and a great point.
God bless y'all.
God bless you, Ronnie. Thank you for calling in. You're listening.
See you Sunday.
All right. We'll see you Sunday. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, in the studio with me today, candidate for U.S. Senate, Jo Rae Perkins. We'll be back after this.
Good morning.
Good morning, Salem, Silverton, Monmouth. If you're in Albany, wherever you're at today, thank you for tuning in. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. I'm Stacey Ann, hanging out with my friend Jo Rae Perkins. She's running for the U.S. Senate. You know, Jo Rae, I was thinking back to when I lived in South Dakota, and in South Dakota, we had an incredible thing happen. in 2004, we unseated Tom Daschle, who had been in forever in the Senate, U.S. Senate, and Senator John Thune, who had been a representative. So he was well known. He'd already knew kind of how to represent in South Dakota, but it was a it was his second attempt, and he won, won and won big, and he's still doing great things in the Senate, even this day. And what I think worked for him was that, and I don't, and I believe it's still true today because I know staff that works with him, they work really hard to stay connected to their constituents. They work really hard in making sure that they knew that if they had a concern, you know, that there was a way that they were heard. And I feel, from my understanding of our current senator here in Oregon, that it appears to be like there he's exclusive. Mm-hmm. That he's enjoying his position. And as an incumbent, they have a little bit of an advantage of that. But the people want to be heard. Mm-hmm. And my question, and I put this out to your listen to the listeners, because we want to influence those that are able to be influenced. I put this question out to you. Are you better? Is your life better over the last 12 years that the senator has been representing you? Who do you want in the Senate? Do you want someone that's going to listen to you and represent you, the people? Or do you want someone who's going to represent themselves and their own interests and their donors, most of them out of state? I think it's time, and I think it's possible. I know people told me, coming to Oregon, why are you going there? You know, it's mm-hmm. almost like it was hopeless. Yeah. And we talked about that. We started out being filled with hope, mm-hmm. right? And looking forward, and you bring so much hope. You bring so much hope. And we want to know, the listeners want to know how to help. What can we do to help?
So Art hit on it. And thank you, Art Stevenson, for those questions. We do need a whole team, which I mentioned. Mm-hmm. And so the first thing, prayer. That is number one. Mm-hmm. That is the most important thing to me, is to have as many people praying for me, so that I can be quick of mind, because I do get tired. The brain does get mm-hmm. a little muddled from time to time. We all go through that. That's just normal.
Right.
To help with the focus, because my brain does kind of ricochet around. That's just how I'm wired. But prayer. I need a lot of prayer. Prayer for the finances. We need to raise money. My heart is, I want God to get the glory, so I want to be able to mm-hmm. pull this off so that he gets the glory, and whether that's that we, against all odds, win with not a whole lot of money, I'm okay with it. On the flip side, I'm okay with it if we get overly abundantly blessed beyond anything mm-hmm. that we could even hope or imagine for, so that we can put all those things together. So prayer is number one, financial donations and support, and letting people know about me. That is absolutely so huge to me to have that. And I back on the differences between me and Senator Merkley, which we're going to be putting a video up on the website here. Hopefully within the next 2 weeks, we'll have it up. Mm-hmm. So you have to check back on my website on a pretty regular basis to see what we're adding on there. But we're going to be hitting some pretty hard things, such as, why is the Oregon Employment Department's computer still defunct? You see, he was the Speaker of the Oregon House when the computers were failing mm-hmm. in 2008. The state got that money to $85 million in 2009, and then he gets sworn in as U.S. Senator. They don't start spending the money until 2016. They now have 82 of the $85 million left. It's been sitting in the state trust fund earning interest all these years, and they just started, before the shutdown, they just started reaching out to vendors.
Wow.
After 11 years, 10 plus years. They're reaching out finally to vendors. Mm-hmm. Give me a break.
Yes.
Why hasn't Senator Merkley been on this? Because he knew about this problem when he was the Speaker of the Oregon House.
Good point.
Where's he been? And that is waste and fraud and abuse of our tax dollars.
Well, and that is a federal issue. The money came from the federal government. Yep. It was allocated through a legislative process and in the budgeting process. Mm-hmm. And we in Oregon need to be accountable for that. Absolutely. That's good.
And we've had, through this COVID, it's been very obvious, because look at all the thousands upon thousands of people who were not able to get their unemployment.
Mm-hmm. And still waiting.
And still waiting and trying to figure out, how they get, you know, they're having to talk to all of their creditors and their landlords and, you know, utility bills. You all know all those things. And,
yes.
And some of you are going through that. And I just pray that God will just carry you through, and he is carrying you through this, and to don't lose heart.
Yes.
Don't get depressed over it. It's just money. At the end of the day, it's just money. But it drives our economy. But focus on God first. You'll get through this. But at the same time, we need to have people that are legislating and paying attention to what is really going on.
Let me ask you about the petition. You talked about little bit that you need to get your statement in the voter's guide. You need
Correct.
So many petitions. Where can people sign your petition?
So I just printed off 60 of them last night in my house.
Okay.
So I can't have you all descend upon me. But again, if you'll send me an email, it's jorae@perkinsforussenate.vote. And if you would like to sign the petition, I will mail it to you. And I'll put in a return envelope. All you got to do is, I'll even throw a stamp on it. And then you just, if you're the only one that signs it, that's fine. If you can gather a couple signatures. What that does, it puts my candidate statement in the voter guide.
Mm-hmm.
And I need to get all these signatures in 2 months. And I have to turn in enough signatures that 500 voters are validated. It's that, or we give the state $2,500 to put my candidate statement in the voter guide. That is not a wise use of the money that people donate to the campaign.
Sure. And any events coming up that you're going to be at where you could see people live, where they can sign your petition?
I am hoping to be there on Sunday.
Okay.
As of right now, I'm at better than 75% that I will be. I've also been asked to be way down in Brookings, but I think we're going to try and be in two places at once on the 4th of July, Brookings and Florence. So,
okay.
So I'm pretty sure I'm going to hopefully get a canopy up just in case it's raining so we can stay dry. But, you know, we're going to be there for prayer and worship, and that's going to be my focus. But people can stop by and they can sign up to join my prayer team.
Yes.
If they want, because I'll have some sign-up sheets for that, because I want to keep the focus on, you know, God is the main thing. And, I mean, he's
well,
God.
and our country started, you know, founded on the freedom of religion and on in a spirit of prayer. And I think it's a valid part of what we do. And I had an opportunity years ago to be a part of a congressional race and ran a West River district office. And we started in prayer. And and it's very, very important, I believe. And I think our listeners agree as well. So to donate to your campaign, again, we would go online to the website and make a donation. Is there limits on how much you can donate to a Senate race?
Yes, there is. So for a federal race, the maximum that we can get from any one person is $2,800.
Mm-hmm.
We cannot get any money at all from a corporation or an S-Corp.
Okay.
Partnerships and LLCs are a little tricky. It is doable, and it's on the donation page. I've got it all written out there. And as little as whatever you want to send. And the mailing address is also there. So if somebody wants to just write a check, they can do that.
All right. Give us your website one more time.
PerkinsForUSSenate.vote.
Thank you for stopping by studio today. Keep us informed on what's going on. We'll see you on Sunday, Lord willing, right? You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Enjoyed my morning with Joe Ray Perkins, U.S. Senate candidate. So exciting, the times that we live in. Thank you for tuning in, my friends. Have a fantastic Wednesday. Remember, over, under, around, or through, you and I, we're overcomers. Have a blessed day.